هيا على الفلاح.
Mischief has appeared on land and sea because of what the hands of man have caused, that he may give them a taste of some of their deeds, in order that they turn back. Severe punishment for certain types of sins, indulging in disobedience and committing sins, anger Allah. But certain sins are such that, if committed, will invite a very swift and severe reprimand. Among these types of sins are unjust decision making and the breaking of pledges. These await the imposition of tyrannical rule. Short measuring by traitors await the punishment of famine, inflation, and oppression. Widespread betrayal of trust will cause the imposition of tyrant rulers. Fearing death and inclining towards materialism, dunya, will result in timidity and fear among the faithful, and at the same time, the forces of the disbelievers will receive encouragement and strength. Almighty Allah sums up the reasons for our suffering in Surah Shu'ara. Whatever misfortune happens to you, it is because of the things your hands have fashioned, and He forgives much. There are several reasons for this sad state of affairs in the Ummah. Among the more prominent ones are the following: lack of true faith in Allah Ta'ala, increased disobedience towards Him, increasing timidity among us, love of the material world, حب الدنيا والمال, open disobedience of the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, following our own innovated bid'ah practices and customs, neglecting the rights of Allah and the rights of creation, our ingratitude towards the innumerable blessings showered upon us by the benefactor, despite us being totally unworthy of these blessings, and the disregard for the selfless advice given to us by our noble ulama in relation to our religion. When we look at our lives, we are agreed that all these vices exist among us today. We know all too well how little importance we attach to the guidance of the ulama. The weakness of our faith in Allah and in adhering to the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, most of us have knowledge of religion, but display our weak iman and our lack of practice upon that knowledge. The attitude seems to be that the less we talk about our adherence to an Islamic way of life today, the better. Take Salat as an example, the symbol of a Muslim and the bedrock of Islam. Despite it being obligatory 5 times a day, we find that the masjids are devoid of worshippers, and the state of our women folk in their homes is just as pitiable. In fact, the home has become a haven for many innovative practices and customs. Immorality and non-practicing hijab by our women. Some of the most damaging tools of shaitan are television, the internet, and mobile phones. All these are considered to be essential items in every home. The fact that these have become the main cause of widespread singing, dancing, music, and adultery in society at large. We fail to recognize how dangerous these vices are in life, not to mention the consequences which we are storing up for ourselves when we have to face Allah. The following saying of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is food for thought. My followers will also face incidents of sinking in the ground, disfigurement, and the raining of heavy stones from the heavens. One of the companions asked when these incidents would manifest. To this, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, when the evils of singing, dancing, music, and drinking liquor will be common. When asked about the cause of earthquakes, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha is reported to have said, when adultery, drinking wine, singing, dancing, and the use of various types of musical instruments become common and fashionable among the people, then the self-respect of Allah comes into effect. If the people immediately rectify their mistakes, it stops. Otherwise, a vast area of people and grand buildings are razed to the ground and turn into heaps of mud. The present conditions which we are facing today remind us of the foretelling of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has been reported as saying that people will not hesitate to usurp properties belonging to others. They will indulge in immoral acts and will feel no remorse or regret. Quarrels and enmity will be common among close relatives, like brothers, sisters, parents, and their wards. Daughters will be born to mothers as their enemies and mistresses. The feeling and fear of the presence of Allah will become rare among the faithful. People in congregational prayer will forget what they are doing. The disobedience of Allah and the rejection of the Sharia will create a very dangerous situation, calling for severe punishment, as has happened to the past nations which transgressed. Allah has described these events in the Quran at various locations. One such verse is, each one of them we seized for their crime. Against some of them we sent a violent tornado. Some were caught in a blast. Some we caused the earth to swallow up. And some we drowned. It was not Allah who injured them, but they injured their own souls. Allah explains to the believers how severe was His response to these crimes of spreading evil and challenging His law. Those who seek His protection and mercy should become obedient servants and always submit to His orders. What should Muslims do in such a situation? Allah has said in Surah Yusuf, and never give up hope of Allah's truly soothing mercy. No one despairs of Allah's soothing mercy except those who have no faith. The following is a portion of some of this guidance, which is deserving of our immediate attention and practice. Number one, turn to Allah. Talk to Allah when you're alone. Talking to Allah like you can see Him doesn't only connect you back to Him, but also forms husn al-dhan billah, good thoughts about Allah, which can form a really strong base for a long-term connection because it builds trust. Without trust and love, whatever building you raise above will eventually fall down. So say what Ya'qub alayhi salam said when his sadness overwhelmed him. He said, I only complain of my suffering and my grief to Allah. Complain to Allah of the pain and sadness you cannot explain. Keep asking, even if you don't know what to say. Number two, need for istighfar and tawbah. People often forget the importance of the simple yet powerful dua. That is, saying astaghfirullah, meaning I seek forgiveness of Allah. It is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to seek istighfar 100 times a day. Istighfar, astaghfirullah, is a gateway of relief and happiness. Whenever you're in distress, start reciting it, and inshallah, it'll take you out of your anxiety and will put you in a peaceful situation and will give you happiness. Istighfar removes anxiety and du'as are answered. Istighfar opens the doors of sustenance. Istighfar opens the door of mercy. Istighfar opens the door of knowledge. Istighfar is also gateway of productivity. Istighfar relieves you when you feel that sadness within you, when you are disturbed and frustrated, when anxiety surrounds you. Say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Reciting astaghfirullah is an effective method of calming ourselves and wipes away the variety of worldly worries from our mind and body. It may also help us if we are suffering from depression. It calms us and lessens our depression. Astaghfirullah also helps us to refrain from all forms of sins. Regularly saying this reminds us that Allah is everywhere. And in this way, there is very small chances of doing wrongful actions. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if anyone constantly seeks pardon from Allah, Allah will appoint for him a way out of every distress and a relief from every anxiety, and will provide sustenance for him from where he expects not. In another hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who regularly says istighfar, that is frequently repent to Allah Ta'ala for sins committed, Allah Azza wa Jal will open a path from poverty and difficulties. All sorrow and hardship will be removed, and in its place prosperity and contentment granted. One will receive sustenance from unimagined and unexpected sources. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in another hadith, the one who seeks forgiveness for Muslim males and females from Allah Ta'ala 26 or 25 times every day, Allah Ta'ala will count that person among those whose dua is accepted, and through the barakah of whom those on earth gain rizq, meaning sustenance. Number 3, encourage the giving of charity. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, give sadaqah without delay, for it stands in the way of calamity. As Muslims, we believe that this life is a test, and one way of being tested is with hardships. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us trials to test our faith in Him. Giving sadaqah during a time of hardship shows strong iman and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His infinite mercy that can change a person's situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ar-Ra'd, Allah removes what He wishes and establishes what He wishes, for He has the mother of books. Number 4, increase the recitation of the Quran. Number 5, create an atmosphere of brotherhood. Sincere efforts must be made to create the atmosphere of fraternity and the brotherhood of Islam. We should also take care that the rights of all humans are honored, irrespective of their affiliations. Always try to avoid any act which may lead to misunderstanding and dispute. We should keep ourselves away from quarrels. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was for all mankind, not only for Muslims. So let us consider this also. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with His mercy, make us united, strengthen our iman, and turn us to His authority. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all types of evils and disputes. Ameen.